jobs in her life were music, education, and gardening. These were her passions, and this concert sets out to reflect these in one way or another. Her love of music is obviously the easiest to accommodate. In this respect, Muriel was awarded the MBE in 2005 for her services to music and the community. At a more local level, Muriel has also had a Brighton and Hove bus named after her. The number 12, which serves the coastal route towards Seaford. This is in recognition of her achievements in the local community, ensuring that she remains an enduring presence in the city and beyond. We are very grateful to Ambrose Page, who knew Muriel very well, working with her as co-secretary and friend, who has researched the readings for tonight. The spoken text passages are extracts from Muriel's book, Music, Activity in the Primary School, published by Heinemann in 1974. The performers are members who had long-standing associations with Muriel, whether as musical partners or simply friends, and many of them are themselves music teachers.
A true musician, in the course of his musical experience, will have spent an inestimable number of hours in the following ways. In keen mental activity, in cultivating oral sensitivity and discrimination, in muscular skills and coordination, in intense concentration, in emotional understanding, in perseverance, in appreciating historical development of style, in a variety of social contacts, in giving and receiving pleasure. Musical activity, then, in its widest concept, involves the whole person, physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially.
Thank you. listening. No one can avoid hearing sounds, but it is perfectly possible and increasingly common to avoid listening to them. For in hearing more and more through the medium of radio, television, and record player, one is listening to less and less. Listening, in contrast to hearing, is in any case a much more advanced process, considerably more abstract, and involving a rather unique kind of activity that relies solely on the interaction of ear and mind. There is a practical point which arises from the present day situation, in which is almost a reflex action to talk through or against music. In view of this current trend, I have always found it worth saying that while it is not expected that everyone listening will be equally interested in the music they hear, it is expected that no one should spoil other people's enjoyment by talking or fidgeting. Children always seem very reasonable and responsive about this once it has been pointed out, much more so, in fact, than some adults.
Thank you.
Since a song is nearly always a means of communication, it should be sung as such. Make every occasion to sing an opportunity.